On this, I talked to Garmin about this just to find out what it was. He thinks it'd be a great mistake for either you or me to call him right today, because he is under Fisher. And Fisher has been wanting an appointment with Rogers, which he hasn't been able to get, which all the commissioners have been Rogers to do. He thinks the way to handle it would be to get Fisher his appointment with Rogers, to tell Platinum that after this meeting, he'll get a call from this building. Garmin
sees the point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But he's only head.
Gotta watch our own crowd here.
Yeah. He's only head of one group, while Fisher is head of the National Hospital.
Push me into missing a call like that to just be done.
That was what Garmin said, and I think he's right. I talked to Rabin, and he said he's already started moving on the aforementioned Jewish organization. He said the trouble is a bunch of people got operating while he was in Israel.
Yeah.
He promises us he'll cut off legislative pressures. He can't shut off all the screens, but he will shut off everything that looks like pressure on him. But it will take about a week, he said, to get it all done.
What we're trying to do here is to get Rogers now to see.
If Rogers would see Fisher. Now, Rogers claims he doesn't know what I discussed with President, but he doesn't have to know. First one to discuss anything with President.
Of course. We're just saying.
Yeah.
And the Rockers know that and all that situation.
All he has to do is listen to them and cluck sympathetically.
Cluck sympathetically. That's what the state's supposed to do. They're supposed to.
So he'll do it.
He does it, sure, does it well, but we just can't get involved. We just can't allow that particular matter to torpedo a whole policy. I mean, that's all there is to it.
You will make one torpedo.
It's interesting how he has such a double standard on these things. People get all concerned about one group. Because of
Burundi.
Burundi. And 100,000 are slaughtered. Nobody's listening because blacks are doing it.
That's
it. Called cynical callous. I mean, you'd think that Newsom, who's his nice heart and everything, would come in and say, gee, was there anything about Burundi? I didn't even know that. I hope you'll read. I'm really disgusted with the attitude we take. It's a double standard. We raise hell when the Pakistanis try to put down a revolt in their own country. When the Indians slaughter packs, we don't give one damn.
That's right.
Correct.
And tens of thousands of Biharis are being starved to death.
Starved to death.
In Bangladesh today.
That's right. And we had the fight and said, here we are. And I must say, the only time we care about blacks is when Catholics get involved about the Afra. Otherwise, they don't give a damn about the blacks. But here, of course, is the old story. Generally speaking, that the state just turns its back. Whenever the blacks do something, the blacks, because they're sticking with the goddamn black cannibals that are in charge. I don't believe we should do that. At least we're going to call them what we're going to do. That goddamn who's an ambassador, you have any idea?
Who?
We have an ambassador in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Call him on the consultation.
That's it.
I put that on there.